This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for November the 4th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Ephesians chapter 5 verse 10. It says there, "Find out what pleases the Lord." End of quote. God uniquely made you, being the only one of its kind of flavor and touch. There is no second one like you in this world. Listen, no one else can be you, and only you can do what you are expected to do. God desires that you would be just you. And what He wants you to do, only you can do. Who you are should not be determined by your friends, spouse, boss, culture, or even parents. Of course, we can listen to their good and valuable counsels. However, at the final outset, God made you like no one else in this world. Let the Lord God who created you define you and mold you and your desires. Our daily insight today is a verse by itself, Ephesians 5:10, and it says, "Find out what pleases the Lord." In today's culture, in many developed countries, different people from different backgrounds blend as one. The metaphor melting pot is used for this phenomenon. Many believe America's melting pot culture with a multiracial background made United States great in this world. However, it comes with its costs as well. Children, teenagers, young ones, especially in the developed countries, face an identity crisis as they grow up. The result is they try to get their roles and identities mixed up. In the search for true identities, they look to TV celebrities, Hollywood and Bollywood stars, highly skilled sports stars and billionaires. They forget the truth that God made them unique for a definite purpose, which no one else can do. Our today's insight says, "Find out what pleases the Lord." Bible is full of the life histories of people who found what God wanted them to do. God wanted Noah to build an ark to protect him and his family from the worldwide flood. God wanted Abraham to leave the idol-worshipping family and friends and to go to the promised land that He would show him. From him, a nation called Israel would come, and the Savior of the whole world, Jesus Christ, would come for the blessings of all the families. God wanted Moses, when he grew up, to choose the ill treatment with the people of God, rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin, and later had a mission to deliver the people of Israel from the slavery in Egypt to the promised land. Moses faced an identity crisis in the melting pot culture of Egypt. However, the culture around him, the palace, luxuries, and the coveted position of Pharaoh's daughter's son, did not stop him from finding out what pleases the Lord. It was not an easy choice for him because he was enjoying all the luxuries in the palace of Pharaoh as the son of his daughter. It was a weird and a very hard choice. However, he chose not to live in lie and deception. In the palace, when his people suffer as slaves in the land of Egypt, he became the greatest leader of Israel. He became the most significant lawgiver because God gave him the law, Exodus 19:19 to Exodus 20, which almost all nations of the world incorporated these laws into their legal system. Today, people try to imitate other people. They look to get their cues from TV, Hollywood, Bollywood, and celebrities, and big, rich people like billionaires. In short, they want to get their identity from the culture around them. However, Moses, with all his favorable circumstances of a convenient and luxury life, decided to come out of the deception of the passing pleasures and live for God's desires. That changed him inside out and later altered the nation Israel and the whole world. Beloved, how would you define your role and identity? Do you try to get your role and identities from the world around you and its culture? Or would you get your role in life and identity from God and His Word, the Bible? I challenge you to get your identity and role in life from God and the pages of the Bible. You will never regret it if you do that. This is the secret of a victorious and most satisfying life. Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth," end of quote. Did you notice it says be diligent or do your best to present yourself approved to God? In God's plan, Timothy should be a workman who accurately handling the word of God. God has a perfect and beautiful plan for Timothy to correctly divide and handle the word of God, the Bible. Beloved, consider and discover what God wants you to do. Not that others want you to do. God, who uniquely created you and wired you to accomplish something unique for Him when you live on this earth, finding God's assignment for your life and pleasing the Lord with that God-given assignment would be the most rewarding experience. Nothing else can bring complete satisfaction to your life. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I come to you. I want to find out what pleases you in my life. I know Jesus Christ came to this earth, died and rose again for my sins. Forgive my sins and make me your child. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Lord, now show me what you want me to do, Lord. Please show me your ways and plans for my life. I want to do your will in my life. In Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.